I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Mary Oliver has published about 20 books of poetry. Each time I come across one, my admiration for her work grows. The latest in my collection is Swan, Poems and Prose Poems. As is true with most of her work, she spends a great deal of time thinking about and observing nature. She has won the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize in Poetry. The New York Times proclaimed her, quote, far and away this country's best-selling poet. Mary spends her time between Provincetown, Massachusetts, and Hobie Sound, Florida. As is the case with every collection of hers I've read, picking examples is never easy. Here is one about her beloved pet, Percy, titled Percy Wakes Me, 14. Percy wakes me, and I'm not ready. He has slept all night under the covers. Now he's eager for action, a walk, then breakfast. So I hasten up. He is sitting on the kitchen counter, where he is not supposed to be. How wonderful you are, I say. How clever, if you needed me, to wake me. He thought he would hear a lecture, and deeply his eyes began to shine. He tumbles onto the couch for more compliments. He squirms and squeals. He has done something that he needed, and now he hears that it is okay. I scratch his ears. I turn him over and touch him everywhere. He is wild with the okayness of it. Then we walk. Then he has breakfast, and he is happy. This is a poem about Percy. This is a poem about more than Percy. Think about it. To me, the sign of a true pet lover is talking to the pets. Guilty. Another interesting poem is about a teacher. Oliver writes in The Poet Dreamed in the Classroom, I dreamed. I stood up in class and I said aloud, Teacher, why is algebra important? Sit down, he said. Then I dreamed. I stood up and I said, Teacher, I'm weary of the turkeys that we have to draw every fall. May I draw a fox instead? Sit down, he said. Then I dreamed. I stood up once more and said, Teacher, my heart is falling asleep and it wants to wake up. It needs to be outside. Sit down, he said. Reminds me a little of my days in elementary school, except instead of going outside, I wanted to read. Here are a couple of short poems. The first is Wind in the Pines. Is it true that the wind streaming especially in fall through the pines is saying nothing, nothing at all? Or is it just that I don't yet know the language? And finally, how perfectly calls to mind our own rose garden, which bloomed wonderfully this spring. How perfectly and neatly opens the pink rose this bright morning, the sun warm on my shoulders, its heat on the opening petals. Possibly it is the smallest, the least important event at this moment in the whole world, yet I stand there, utterly happy. Mary Oliver is a splendid poet, and reading her short, skinny, zen-like poems, a reader cannot possibly ignore the beauty of nature in our backyards or in the cosmos itself. I believe we are poetry soulmates. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!